We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting 11 lines from the top. We are in the middle of a sugya of Migu de Choshera, Moira Choshera Shvuasa. That means the Gemara had a problem that how do you make someone make a Shvua when you suspect him from stealing? He'll swear falsely also. So Gemara says, no, for a person, Shvua is more chamer than mammon. And the Gemara brought a bunch of rayas, and the last three rayas, the Gemara said rayas without answering the rayas. And the Gemara held a good raya. One raya was from Rav Nachman that says that when someone's kaifa ko, which means he denies the whole thing, he still makes a shuur de rabbanon. What would help? L'char, why not worry that he's lying? And number two is the case of Rav Chia, where the case was that he makes a shuur. Means both the chenveni and the poyel swear that the baal bayis owes them money, and one of them is lying, and still you say you make a shvuah. So you see, it's more chamer shvuah than money. And the third case is Rav Sheshes, where he says three shvuahs, the yemashviim, the shomer, and one of them is shvuah sheni b'shushi. Again, there also we're talking about a case where it's he's saying it's not as a shush, and we're suspecting that he has it as a shush. So you see over there that in such a case, that would not say chasha mana chasha ashvasa. Those are the three rayas that you don't say. You say a shvuah is more chamer for a person than by stealing. So the Gemara says over here that Abai says no, it's not a raya, it's not pshat. Betzem migu de chasha mana chasha ashvasa. What is the reason why we make a shvuah in our Mishnah? It's not like a veichin, it's for a different reason. We're saying like this. Rabbi Eichlin said that the reason why we make a shvuah in our Mishnah is because the person shouldn't go and chap someone else's thing. So we make a shvuah to stop him. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How is that going to stop him? He wants to steal, he'll swear falsely. The Gemara says, no, because swearing is bochamer. Abai says, he'll swear, if someone was chashir amayin, he's also chashir ashvasa. Abai yom hachashinon shema. So what's down in our Mishnah? They're making a shvuah. Look, what's that going to help? He wants to steal. So Abai Omar, Chashin on Shema Milva Yeshana Yesh Lo Yalav. Rabbi says that the reason why in our Mishnah we make him make a shvuah is because we assume he's not coming to steal someone else's talis. The reason why he's grabbing the talis is because probably the guy owes him money and the guy did not pay him up. And the halacha is that for the loiva himself, even his shirt is meshubah to the hava. So I'm grabbing his shirt for the hava, and even with a shvuah, I'll get it. So therefore, that's why we're not suspecting him as a ganav, and therefore we believe him with the shvuah. For the Gemara, if that's what we think happened, the hachi nishkol b'lei b'shvuah. So why didn't he have shvuah at all? What we point to the shvuah? If he wouldn't grab it, we're saying like this: if he's a ganav, shvuah's not. And if he's not a ganav, why is he grabbing it? Because he's grabbing it for his va'ava. So if that's the reason why he's grabbing it, so why do you make a shvuah at all? Basically, Mar's kasha is: what does the shvuah help? Because manav shah. If he's a ganav, we're saying shvuah doesn't help. And if he's not a ganav, we're saying he's doing it for a reason, so then what does he need a shvuah for? Yachin nishkov la shvuah. So when I say that, no, I'll tweak it a little bit. Hashina on Shem is Safik Milvi Yashana Yashar Lam. We think that when someone grabs a talis, we're worried that maybe the pshat is he has a Safik Milva on the guy, and he can't get it, therefore he'll grab the guy's talis. So Frank the Gemara, again, back to the problem. V'lav amrinan tofes amayna b'sveika mishtaba, v'lav amrinan tofes amayna b'sveika, Mishtabah. So what does that help? Just like we're saying over here that the guy is going to grab money misafik, so also swear misafik. So what do you help anything? Omar Rav Sheish is Rav Ravidi. Parshi inish misafik shvuah v'loy parshi misafik b'mayna. Someone will be perished from a misafik shvuah now misafik b'mayna. So for 40 questions, let's try to get the Gemara. The middle of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Baya says that chashir amayna chashir ashvasa. So the question was, so what's going on here in our Mishnah? What's the shvuah for? So Gemara says the shvuah is maybe has milvi yashana. Gemara's kash is man of shachta, and you still have a problem. Why are you making a shvuah? Gemara's like this. We're worried maybe he has a suffix milva on the guy, and that's why he's grabbing it. So Gemara says, okay. So then if he's stealing misafik, he'll shvuah misafik. Rav Sheisha, that's Gemara's kasha. The lavrin tovus mayim misafik, mishdam not misafik. Rav Sheisha is brei Ravidi parshi inish misafik shvuah like parshi misafik mayna. You know, it's similar to the Raman Yom before, but in a much less level, a lower level. He says that a person misafik shvuah already, if it's a safik already, it won't make a shvuah. But money, he'll grab misafik. My time. What's the reason for that? Because moment isav chazara shvuah less chazara. Like this, if it's a safik money, he'll grab the money and then he'll say, let's work it out. If it doesn't work out, I'll give it back. But a shvua, he's not going to make him a suffer, because if he's wrong, he made a shvua sheker. So therefore, a shvua does help. So Abaye's teretz bottom line is that Abaye's teretz is that with choshev maybe milvi yeshana yesh le'olav. That's part of our mishnah's shvua. If it's a chash, he's going to steal. They don't make him make a shvua because there's a lacha that choshev on a choshev shvasa according to Abaye. He argues. He holds choshev on a choshev shvasa. So pshat our mishnah's shvua is just to separate him if it's a suffix. So the only problem is that we bought a bunch of rayas that choshev money lacha shvasa. So what does he do with that? So if you look at Taisus of Maskel Sofik Milva Yishan Yesh Le'olav, small Taisus here, it says Vahid Mashpin Ma'is a Gimel Shvois. The case where Mashpin in three Shvois Udeshneim Nishpam and Eitlim Nami Chashin. There was Mechayis Hashem a Sofik Milva Yishan Yesh Le'olav. V'chein El Paiter Blay Shvua V'gam Le'ita Blay Shvua. Because the question is why make him Shvua there? So there was the case of the Baal Bayis. Let's say for example, we also suspect that the reason why one of them is collecting the money in any case is because there's a milvi yashana there. And that's why he's claiming he never got it. So there, again, there's a suffix milvi yashana at least. And therefore the shvua will help him stop, hold him back from taking that money. Because he won't make a false shvua misafik. So that's how Abaye answers that question. So it comes out lamaisa, is machlokes. Amarayim, if you say Choshen Amayin Choshen Vashvasa, this Negev, back to the Gemara Daf Gimel Beis, where Rashi learns the sugi there that we hold a Choshen Amayin Choshen Vashvasa, and Tosfos asks from this Gemara, so it's very possible that Rashi is going to point to Abaye, who argues on the Mandiyama over here before the Amarayim before hold that Choshen Amayin Choshen Vashvasa. So, Moshe, what's your question?
According to
Abaye,
he holds that both people have a Dina on the other one.
That's the case. Whoever the one who grabbed it, we can assume maybe one of the guys was the original owner. Huh? Schneimer's. Maybe one of the guys was the original owner. One guy found it first. That's why he's grabbing. And the other guy took it from him because there's a Milvi Yishana. You don't think both guys? Schneimer's and Reuven and Shimon. Reuven found it first. So it's Reuven's, right? It's a Metziah. Shimon grabbed it from Reuven. Why? Because Shimon knows that Reuven owes him money. That could be the case. So not both of them Milvi Shana, one of them Milvi Shana. Even Rabbi Yechiman says, yeah, doesn't mean two people typhus. It means one person will go to another guy and grab his thing. So here, Abaye is saying, Milvi Shana love one guy on the other one. Zogtim Maravaita, a new Shaila here. Boy Rab Zera. We have two guys who are holding on to a talis, and they're walking into Besdin, and the lach will be is Yachloiku with a Shvua. And what happened? Boy Rab Zera, talk for Echa Befanenu. One guy then grab the ring from the other guy. It was in front of us, in front of Besdin. And now only one guy is holding it. Do you say it belongs to him or not? Now, what's the halacha? So, hey, what's exactly the case? Either Shasik, if when Reuven grabbed the ring from Shimon, if he's quiet, I do yodle, he's being moida. Vidikotzavach, if he's screaming, samahav lemeva, what do you want me to do? So, the guy grabbed the ring, they walked in together. So, what's the case? What's the shayla? Loitzricha, huh? They walked in holding together. So really, the thing is a chayku. Now, while the Besdin was about to start, he in front of Besdin, he grabs it away from the other guy. So that's a shayla. What's a shayla? If the other guy's maida, if the guy's quiet, so then it looks like he agrees. And if he screams, so then what you do? The guy grabbed away from him. What do you want? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha a case like this." Shasak mi kara. By the beginning, he's quiet. But hada talking. Afterwards, he starts screaming. So my, what do we say? Since he's quiet by the beginning, so maybe he's Maida. Since right now he's saying, what do you mean? It's mine still. Hashta igloyim milsa the haida shasim mikari. You know why he's quiet at the beginning? Savach kachaz l'rabbanan. He figured, what am I screaming for? It's right in front of the Besdin. They see exactly what's happening. Why should I scream? So that's the question. Do you say a shasik mikara? Is that considered haida or not? That's the question. On one hand, you say, look, he was Maida, he didn't scream. Or on the other hand, he says, right now he's saying he's screaming. He's saying before, I was quiet because Besdin was right there. I thought Besdin will get involved. Besdin didn't do anything, so now I'll start screaming. That's the shayla of it. Amar Rav Nachman, Toshima, Vemedvar Amurim Sheshneim Adukimba. This whole halacha of Shnayim Eichsim Atalas is Yachloiku, is they're both holding on to it. Avahoyse Talas Yoitza. But if the talis was in one person's hand, the other person saying, for example, you have Reuven Shimon coming to Besdin, one guy's holding the talis, and both of them are saying, Kula Shali. So then, it's not a Shaila. Whoever's holding on to it is considered the Muksik, and the other guy's tying is nothing. So then, the one who holding on to it keeps it. That's the case of this braisa. He's saying only if two people are holding on to it, do you have machlekes with the halacha is yachleiku. Machlekes means that there's an argument to that, and then you say yachleiku with a shua. Mashenke, if one guy's holding on to it, the Reuven who's holding on to it gets the entire thing. What's the case? If it's exactly like we just said over the case, then pshita, it's pashut. If only one person's holding it, what's the tzad? The other person should get half. Only one person's holding it. Ella must be, shetakva echa befanenu. The case was, like our case of our shayla, shetakva echa befanenu, and he was quiet, and afterwards he screamed, and that's the shayla. And it says, what does it say? Hamayitzvich ba'araya. So we have a pshitas to the shayla, that's called ayidah. So it's a raya shayla. No, it's not the case. Hakamai askina, and the oshlo come on, ki tfislo tevayu. The case was like this. They walked to the Beis Din holding on both holding on to it. And we paskin, yachloiku, we paskin, you split it, b'shua, they made a shua, you split it. Barilu zilu plugu, go split it. V'nafgu, we left Beis Din. B'hada asu, they come back an hour later, kitafas echamina, one person's holding on to the talis. Hai omar aduya idili. The guy who's holding on to the talis says, you know what happened? When I left Beis Din, the guy was mighty there, it's really mine. V'hai omar, the other guy says, no, the reason why he's holding on to it, but dami agarati in LA. I rented it to him, I rented it in my half. So there, the halacha is hamoitz mechaveh araya, and the guy is holding on to gets to keep it. Why? Damrin le ad hashtoch hashata vegazlin. Until now, you thought he was a gazlin. Vahashto megeres le beloy sadi, and now you're ready renting it to him without edim. That's not possible. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't trust him. 2 minutes ago, you held him as a ganev. Now you're not going to all of a sudden rent it to him without edim. So therefore, we don't believe him, and the halacha is whoever's holding on to this Beis Din right. So the Gemara's answer is a special case here, where they left Beis Din after we said Yachleiku, and now one person holding on to it, there we say that it's the person holding on to it is the Muxer. V'bayisema, another pshat in this Brayse, that won't be a right to Rav Zeira Shaila of Takfa Echa Befaneinu. V'bayisema, Kiktani, is exactly what it says. Also come on Kitav Zechav now, that one person's holding on to it. And what was the chiddush? The case was here, v'idach misruch basruchi. The other one, as they're walking in the Beis Din, this guy's, one guy, Reuven's holding on to it, and Shimon's like trying to grab it. He's like half grabbing it. So there you would say that lefis sumchis, who is meikel b'chaluka, he is by an argument, a lot of times sumchis says easier to say yachloiku than moitzimech ve'al raya. He doesn't say near shua. So maybe over here you would think that sumchis holds that here, Yecholkin, because that's enough of a suffix, because he's like a little bit holding on to it. Vafilo sumchis, the mamma of Yecholkin, v'loy shvua, moide sumchis here, the sircha lav klomu. The chiddush's price is that sircha is nothing. If you're not really holding on to it, it's nothing. And even sumchis will hold, there's no yachloiku. Like Rashi explains, the only time sumchis says yachloiku is if you have a clear suffix lefaneinu. It's like Rashi says, "Sirch lav klum v'ein shar shachol lefanecha v'idom l'nimtza ubra v'tzida." Like a case where you find a shar gored a para, the ox gored a cow, and you find a small calf on the side dead, and you're not sure if it happened before the goring or after it. There is yachloiku, because there is a clear suffix. Mashenken here, the person who's sruchi, but musruchi, misruch musruchi, is not enough of a suffix to create a suffix, and therefore everyone will agree, even sumchis, hamoitzim mechavel rai. The question was, what was the chiddush of the braisa? There it says, the chiddush even for sumchis, you say, hamoitzim mechavel rai. Something more about it. So we have Rav Zeira Shaila, and now we're going to get into the sugya of takvu koyin. The Gemara is like this. Im tim tzoloimar, takva echa befaneinu, meitzin oisim yodai. If we hold, we have a observer of Shaila, where someone grabs it from the other guy, and the guy is quiet, and then he says, no, it is mine. So the Shaila was, do you say achloiku or not? So in terms of that you take it from him, so ikdisha enim mekadeshas, that if one guy grabs it, and takvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachvachv So then it's pashut hikdisha ain't a mikdashas. There it's pashut that hekdish is not called grabbing. It might, if I grab it, they take away from me. If I makdish that half, it definitely is not enough to make it kaddish. That's pashut. Hikdisha is not better than takva. But the question is the opposite case. Huh? On the other half, not my half, on the other half, on his half. Holy cool, hold his half. It's pashut. Like, the question is hekdish like grabbing, right? If I grab his half, I don't get it, right? So if I'm makdish his half, I do get it. That for sure not. That's what it means. The akdisha im kedushas. Im tim tzeloy ma tach v'chveinu im etzino is miyadoi. If the halach is that if I Reuven grab Shimon's half, I keep it. So there I keep it. What happens if I don't grab it, but I makdish it? Hikdisha beloy takva. Now, kimin do amamar amirasa legvaya kimisiras lahed yadami. Since we know by hekdish that hekdish, the amir of hekdish, is like a masir lahedit. Kiman the takva dami, it's like I grabbed it. And since by grabbing the halach is I keep it, Reuven keeps it, I keep it, I'm Reuven. Since if I grab it, I keep it. If I makdish it, it also works. Same thing. Right now, I didn't grab it. Just like a bias is in your reshus and you can makdish it, the only thing you can makdish is something that's in your reshus. Lafuke hai d'leib reshusai. Lafuke that's not in your reshus by the case of the grabbing it. So the Gemara's shot like this is hektish as good as takva. And we'll learn like Rashi's pshat. That's Vuyin Rashi. Rashi learns the shaila is basically, is that I have a right to grab it? Is that enough to be called that's a marishus? Because if I would grab it, I would keep it. So that's enough to be called a marishus? Or maybe that's still not called enough in your shus. It's still called like a davash loybalayim. It's like not a marishus. That's not a good hektish because it's not a marishus. Even if I would grab it, because my I didn't grab it. So since I didn't grab it yet, hektish lo will not be called a marishus. So it won't be chal. That's the Gemara Shaila in if Hektish works as good as Takva or not. And now the Gemara will bring a Raya from different places, and the Gemara, one of the Rayas will be from a case of Takva Kayin.